Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome on back to this Wednesday, October 8th edition of Sports Talk. Going to get in plenty of sound today from today's Saints post-practice with head coach Kellen Moore, also quarterback Drew Brees, ready to link up very shortly with Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter, who is on the line. Andrew's giving me the thumbs up. Jeff, how was today's practice, man? I saw there was quite a number of people on the injury list, not to be expected, but it was nice to see at least Chase Young limited, so he was taking part.
Yeah, I have to be honest. It's funny because I didn't actually see Chase Young out at practice because I don't know if he was getting kind of his own special ramp up into the practice session. He's obviously been going through a lot of rehab. But he wasn't out there in the initial stretching phase. And you've done this. Like, you know, You go out there, you start scratching names off the roster, and you go through each position group. And I was like, oh, man, Chase isn't out here again. Then I come back to the media room, and it's like, oh, wait, apparently he snuck in. So they did this thing where they kind of go, I think the defense maybe goes outside and runs a lap. I don't know exactly. They just kind of leave and then come back in, and he kind of sneaked in, and I didn't notice. But, yeah, he was out there, which is just – it's just great news in the sense that – yes, I get it. Everyone's frustrated. Everyone was excited to see Chase Young out on the field. Chase Young was excited to be a part of this defense. And, you know, they've been missing a lot. They've been missing a lot of juice in that pass rush. They've got, I think they're ranking 31st in the NFL in terms of just quarterback pressures. And they're actually up toward the top half of the league in total sacks, which is good that, you know, when they're getting there, they're finishing the job a good percentage of the time. But, you know, Chase Young is here to be that star pass rusher for this team. And getting him out there, even on a pitch count this week, would be a major kind of boost. I think just from an energy perspective, he just would add an element to this defense they haven't had. So, yeah, great to see him out there. Also, Justin Reed, who's in the concussion protocol, getting out there to practice on a Wednesday after the game.
Okay.
That's a good sign. He's still working through that. You got to get through a practice, then be cleared. But it's a good sign that he should be hopefully available this week. And then Cesar Ruiz, who was dealing with a reasonably significant ankle injury, he gets out there today for a limited practice. So, you know, the only DMP was Isaac Yiadom. And any time you're going into week six, you know, you're more than a month into an NFL season and you can look at the injury report and just see one DNP. That means you're in pretty good shape. And that's a nice thing to say about a team that over the last several years has been anything but in good shape from a health perspective.
Jeff, you mentioned Cesar Ruiz dealing with an ankle issue, but also, man, ankles popping up everywhere. Trevor Penning, Juwan Johnson, and also today we see Alvin Kamara appearing on the injury list.
Yeah, Trevor Penning and Juwan Johnson, those injuries go back to week four against Buffalo. They missed the first day of practice last week with that ankle injury. They practiced limited Thursday, Friday. They played in the game. So obviously these ankle injuries tend to linger. It's nothing new. It's just kind of maintenance. And if they were able to play with it through it last week, you expect them to do the same thing this week. So I'm not worried about either of those injuries. Hopefully it just continues. They keep working on it, continues to get better. But yeah, with Alvin, you know, he kind of, it's an injury that occurred in practice. today. Doesn't sound like anything major, but we've been burned before, right? So we're kind of at the stage now where anytime it's like, it's not a huge injury, you kind of just take that with a grain of salt because you just never know. But I don't think it's going to be anything that keeps him out. We'll have to wait and see, though.
Looking at the new addition to this team, I don't want to put you on the spot, but offhand, do you recall veteran cornerback Michael Davis's number that he'll be wearing?
I believe it was 43.
Okay.
It was in the 40s. It was an odd cornerback number. But yeah, I think 43. I don't have the roster in front of me, but it's going to look weird when you see him out there. It looks almost like a linebacker number. But you have to imagine that you bring him in because, you know, I imagine you don't expect to be with Isaac Yiadom this week. He's a guy who has familiarity with Brandon Staley. He was with the Chargers. We're talking about Michael Davis, if that name wasn't said. He's wearing number 43. He's with the Chargers from 21 to 23. So, you know, Brandon, he has a familiarity with the scheme. He should be able to hop in pretty quickly. The interesting thing, which is reported by the NFL Network, is the Saints were originally trying to sign him to the practice squad, and another team came in and kind of competed with him, so they signed him to the 53, ultimately waiving Velus Jones. Haven't seen any announcement that he's been re-signed to the practice squad. Should have gone through waivers today. So it makes you wonder if maybe waiving Velus Jones wasn't just about freeing up that roster spot. Maybe, you know, you look back at the game and, you know, the first two kickoffs of the game, there's some really rough decision making made in those games. And, you shouldn't be starting any drive at the 9-yard line after a kickoff. That's just not what should be happening. And then the second drive, it was a ball that, you know, he fielded at the 1/2-yard line and carried into the end zone and then took a knee. So instead of allowing it to land and getting at the 35, you got it at the 20. And that's, you know, losing 15 yards of field position isn't going to go over well with anybody. So, you know, you have to wonder if maybe they're considering a change at the kick returner position. Rashid Shaheed is listed on the depth chart as kick returner. I don't think that you would put him back there. I just don't know if you want to expose him to that level of contact that many times a game. So it makes you
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Wonder if maybe Taysom Hill is a guy that you can get involved there, but definitely a lot of movement this week from a roster perspective.
Looking at, you know, the Saints got their first victory Sunday, taking on the New York Giants. And in that win, the Saints also have an NFC Defensive Player of the Week with Kool-Aid McKinstry earning those honors after a 2-interception performance. I got to imagine he's been pretty excited to talk to the media this week, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because he's the we talked about this. That game was very similar to the Saints-Bears game in 2023, which was the last time that a Saints defensive player won the NFC Defensive Player of the Week award. It was Paulson Adebo, who had multiple interceptions in that game. So it's just kind of fitting that Kool-Aid won that award. And, yeah, you know, he deserves it, too. I think you look back at that game, and it's easy to just say, the interceptions, the interceptions. He had a couple of really nice plays in that game, and he was called for a pass interference on a play that I think is just – was a great defensive play that he got penalized for because the refs, I don't know, they felt bad. But it happened a couple times in that game where the refs seemed to feel bad for the Giants. But no, I mean, he's a young player. He's excited. He's kind of coming into his own. I think you're kind of seeing that in real time. He's getting more confident. He's getting more mature. And that should serve him well. So it was cool to see him get that award today.
You mentioned the, you know, refs feeling bad for the Giants. Kellen Moore, the head coach of the Saints, was asked today about that flag coming on Carl Granderson's sack that was clearly not a roughing the passer call. But Coach Kellen Moore didn't want to get into any of the specifics on that, huh?
Yeah, I think Kellen has a good understanding of what's in his wallet and what he does not want to give away, right?
Sure.
And that's the right call. Like, it's not gonna benefit you in any way. Even if the NFL called up and said, "Our bad," you're not gonna gain any goodwill by going out on a Wednesday press conference 4 days after the game and trashing the refs and saying they did us dirty and whatever. Like, you're not gonna gain anything from that. I wouldn't say he necessarily shut it down as confidently as he probably should have. Sometimes I wish he would just go up there and be like, "Guys, stop. Like, we're not talking about that. Let's move on." But no, he's not going to play that game. It was a bad call. You know, Brandon Staley was on with us earlier in the week, and he basically said that without saying it. It was like, you guys saw it. Everyone saw it. Everyone knows what it was. It was a blown call, right? He didn't say that. That's what I'm saying. But like, that's kind of what Brandon said. It was like, what you guys saw is what happened. You know, and that's just where you are. You're not going to make a bigger deal out of it than it is. It's annoying for Carl, who should be second in the league in sacks right now. The Saints did kind of pick up a team sack that was attributed to nobody. Cam talked about that today. Cam Jordan talked about that today because he was like, "I was the closest, so shouldn't I get that sack?" It was the one where Jackson Dart kind of just flung the ball out of his own hands at the ground. It was a very, very strange play. I've watched it like 30 times. I still can't quite figure out how exactly he fumbled that ball. But I don't think the Saints are going to complain about that. But now they're moving on. Carl Granderson's playing well. He's going to get more sacks. It's just at the end of the season, we're going to look at it and be like, that number should be one higher than it is.
Jeff, in your early note-taking or video watching of this New England Patriots squad, we know they're 3-2. They're going for a third straight victory on their season Sunday in the Dome. Just what stands out to you so far about the New England Patriots now being led by Drake May and Vrabel at head coach?
Yeah, well, starting with the defense, you know, I think Patriots defense.
One of those P's.
Reminds me a little bit of the Giants in the sense that neither of these teams disguise a lot. They do what they do. They do it well. But they're not constantly rolling safeties in and out, trying to confuse the quarterback, trying to change looks on you pre-snap, post-snap. And if you noticed against the Giants, didn't Spencer Rattler look a little bit more confident throwing the ball down the field? I think when you can trust your looks, you're going to see a little bit more confidence. Now, if some teams feel like they gain an advantage from that disguise, some teams feel like they're at a disadvantage because their players are out of position and you can catch them, especially a team like the Saints that runs a lot of tempo. A lot of times when teams are kind of rolling in and out, you can catch them out of position because of that. Neither the Giants or the Patriots are particularly big on disguises, and that makes them susceptible to the explosive plays. Because especially a quarterback like Spencer Rattler, a young guy who you could probably catch in a few of those instances where you're showing a middle open look and you're rolling to a middle closed look and he doesn't see it, and Rashid Shaheed's open on the sideline and he scrambles, right? Like, in these cases, when you see it, you can trust it. And so I think this is going to be another game where I need Spencer to be aggressive and throwing the ball down the field. Because there was multiple plays. Like, we'll talk about the Rashid Shaheed touchdown. There was two plays targeting Chris Olave down the field on either double moves or go routes that drew pass interference penalties, right? And, you know, you can just knock 40 yards onto a drive and you're in business, right? And when you force the defense to account for aggressive decision-making and aggressive throws, then they're uncomfortable. They have to change what they're doing. So that's what I want to see more of. And I like what I saw out of Spencer last week. On the offensive side of the ball, Drake May is like any young quarterback. And he is at his most comfortable when he's able to be an athlete, when he is able to kind of roll out, get to the edge of the field. Like, if you watch that game against the Bills, count how many of his big plays came within like 10 feet of the sideline. Because that's what young quarterbacks like to do. They like to escape. They like to find ways to create off schedule. And what the Saints need to do is force them to operate from within the pocket. Now, what I'll give Drake May credit for is you know, when you watch Jackson Dart last week, he did kind of the typical rookie thing of every time he felt a little nervous, he would just try to sprint forward through the middle of the pocket and run for 8, 9, 10 yards. The more veteran play is to extend horizontally so that you force the defensive backs to cover and cover and cover, and that's where you can hit some big explosive plays. And so it's going to be on the Saints to contain, right? And Drake is a good quarterback. Like, you watch him play and you don't feel like you're watching a rookie or a second-year player. You watch a guy, feel like you're watching a guy who can make big plays down the field and stress your defense in a lot of different ways. I don't know. Like, I think if you can get pressure on him and you can force him to live dangerously, you can take the ball away, and you can survive that way. But I'm not super concerned about their run game. I think the Saints should be able to bottle that up, and it's going to be a lot about tackling. We've seen firsthand how difficult Stephon Diggs can be to tackle at times, right? A lot of his action is going back toward the quarterback. He feasts on like these short comeback routes, and then he kind of just spins out and it's deceiving. Like, you look at him and you don't see this kind of big hulking receiver who's going to break tackles, but he does. He runs through arm tackles constantly. He did it against the Bills in several key moments that helped set up that win for the Patriots last week. So, you know, I thought the Saints were better at tackling on the edges of the field against the Giants. The Giants didn't have a ton of super imposing receivers that are going to make life difficult on you. So they're going to have to prove that wasn't a one-off, that they can go out and tackle again.
Jeff, folks can find your Saints injury report, the initial injury report for week 6 at WWL.com, as well as Kool-Aid McKinstry being named NFC Defensive Player of the Week. What else you got cooking up for the website?
Yeah, as always, I just finished up the Inside Black Gold breaking down, the podcast breaking down the injury report, just about to hit send on that. And you know, then I'm going to go through, you know, Kellen Moore talked a bit about Taysom Hill today, and I'm fascinated to see how the role of Taysom Hill develops. And one thing that, you know, Kellen talked about was, hey, he's not ruling out that Taysom could potentially be the game day backup quarterback. We'll see how that develops. But I'm gonna dive in and talk about that, and we're gonna have a post on that by the morning.
Great stuff, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow morning on the Inside Black and Gold podcast as we lead up to Kellen Moore's press conference. Thank you, man.
Sounds good, man.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more right after this. Coach Kellen Moore here, his post-practice comments right after this on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.